Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it.
Take
it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Full mount, here's some ground and pound by Nogueira.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
Warrior Eric, by myself today, as promised. Since I deleted half of the show, I said I would do a little bit of a bonus podcast before we get to the show at the end of the week and talk about Anderson Silva and Nick Diaz on pay-per-view Saturday night as a Super Bowl weekend continues. The UFC always having a big card on Super Bowl weekend. We'll talk a lot about that in depth towards the end of the week when I get the rest of the guys in the studio. But until then, we're going to talk a little bit about Saturday night. And I want to talk, one, about how scary Rumble Johnson is, and two, I want to talk about the headbutt. So we'll do it in reverse order. Look, I have watched the fight about 10 times, and I can certainly see how people think it looks like a headbutt. But to me, if you look at the side view, it looks as if the hook lands first, and if you're just looking at the side, the heads collide second. Although when you look at bullet time, you know, the Fox crazy cameras that they have from the overhead shot, it appears to me that Rumble's head actually hits Gus's shoulder. Now, you can argue with me on Twitter if you'd like to, but I guess I would say this. It really doesn't matter because none of it was intentional, and that's just part of the fight game, right? Just like we're not really throwing our hands up and screaming about Gus poking him in the eye moments before, because that also happened, and we're not talking about that. This is just part of the fight game, and the fact remains this is a guy who hasn't been handled like that, meaning Gus hasn't been handled by another human being like that really at all. I mean, he took John Jones 25 whole minutes. And I know we talked last week. You wouldn't know because that's the part of the show that got deleted. But we talked last week about the rumors that John Jones didn't really train for the Gustafson fight. And, you know, that's why Gus was able to go 25 minutes. But I really feel that Rumble winning this fight obviously shakes up the 205 division a lot. And it certainly puts the entire division on notice. And if it's me, and as we're recording this on a Monday night, I have not seen anything confirmed. And as I think as they're working through this cocaine, you know, and what's going to happen with the rest of the tests and all this John Jones drama, they're obviously not going to nail anything down. But I would guess that 4th of July would be a good date to kind of see that fight happening, which would be a very exciting fight for people to get fired up about because there's a lot to be fired up about. The dude is super powerful. Now on a 9-fight winning streak, has reinvented himself and is becoming, to me, becoming the story late 2014, certainly into 2015. I really dug the fight. It's a bummer that Gustafson really didn't have a lot to mount as far as offense, as Rumble just kind of tore through him. But I am so excited to see this fight. I can hardly stand it. The other fights, though, I mean, I had a good time. I thought Sam Cecilia looked great. I thought the Bader Phil Davis fight was what it was. I mean, I don't know that there's a lot to take away from that other than Phil Davis is clearly not the fighter we want him to be. I know a lot of us want to see him in a title fight, but he's so far away from even being considered in that. That's really the takeaway for me. The other one, of course, is the quote-unquote quick stoppage of Dan Henderson. And I think, honestly, that's the best thing that's happened to him in the 4 losses he's had in a row. He does not need to take any more unnecessary damage. And being in that position with Gegard Mousasi, there was no way that that fight was going to end any other way. You can say maybe it should have gone longer. You can say that Gustafson took too much damage. And I know that Daniel Cormier on Saturday night was saying he thought that the ref let the Gus fight go too long and didn't let the Dan fight go long enough. That said, I just don't think guys need to take that much punishment. He got rocked. He was down and in a terrible, terrible position. And Musasi was going to end that one regardless. Granted, Dan is not talking about retirement at all, but he just does not look like the same guy. And at 44 years old, he's not supposed to look like the same guy. But at some point, somebody's going to have to pull him aside and have the Chuck Liddell conversation and ask him to hang it up, because he just didn't look like a guy who needs to be in the UFC at all anymore. I know people like to see him fight. I used to like to see him fight a lot. That Fedor fight, I was there for that fight, and that was really exciting to see. But those days are long gone, and the weight division he's in is not less competitive. It's more competitive. So I'm hoping at some point he makes that announcement, although he doesn't seem to be leaning towards that at all. And then we'll talk about wrestling really quickly before I bounce. They have obviously postponed Raw tonight because of the snowstorm on the East Coast and delayed the taping of SmackDown. So how this whole thing fleshes out is hard to see. But if the rumors are true and Brock is still going to walk on April 4th, which would be the day after WrestleMania, I find the whole Royal Rumble thing weird. And Ken and I will argue a little bit about this weekend. And I'm hoping Joby Wan Kenobi can jump in here, because those two guys are much bigger wrestling fans than me. But I just, Roman Reigns doesn't seem like the guy that you're going to hand the belt to as Brock walks away to get back into MMA, wherever he ends up. If he ends up in the UFC or he ends up in Bellator, it seems like an odd choice for me. Now, there's a long time between now and April, so there's that. But I just thought it was a weird thing. And I really enjoy the Royal Rumble. It's probably one of the things a year I kind of indulge in a little bit, because I'm not a huge wrestling fan anymore, but I really, really like the format of the Royal Rumble. And I just thought that was an odd one. Like I said, a lot can change between now and then, and Vince is very good at listening to the fans and answering accordingly, so maybe that will change. But for me, for right now, that one was a weird one. We'll talk more about it this week as we break everything down and get you ready for Anderson and Nick Diaz, a big card this weekend on pay-per-view. But I wanted to make sure that I was able to do a little bit more of a podcast, since, I was the one that ruined it this week. So I wanted to get some thoughts down and talk a little bit about what happened over the weekend. And like I said, we will get the rest of the card broken down this week. We'll talk about Nick Diaz and Anderson Silva and what to expect in that fight over the weekend. It's Way of the Warrior. It's your MMA show.